There are now 777 people in Massachusetts with confirmed cases of COVID-19. Labs have tested almost 9,000 people here, and as more people get tested, the number of cases is expected to grow dramatically. To discuss what local hospitals are doing to prepare for the potential surge in patients, we're joined this morning by Dr. Kevin Tabb, President and CEO of the Beth Israel Lahey Health System. Good morning, Dr. Tabb. Thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Good morning.
So let's get right to the point, if we might. Is your hospital system and our other Massachusetts hospitals ready for what's coming?
I think we're spending all of the time that we have available to us now making sure that we are ready, spending every minute of the day. We've emptied out all available space. We've got equipment ready, and we are seeing the numbers rise, but we are not full at the moment. So we're spending that time getting ready.
So what's in place and what's not?
What's in place are large number of beds, staff to take care of those people, equipment in place, and other plans to add more capacity if we need it. The things that we still struggle with, though, among other things, are protective equipment for our healthcare workers and enough testing supplies out there.
How are you trying to plug those holes?
We're sourcing protective equipment from any place that we can get it, and we do see some of it coming in. We know that the state is making every attempt that they can make to bring in more supplies for all of the hospitals throughout the state. So we're seeing some of that come in, but we're also looking at doing some other unique things. We're looking at ways to sterilize equipment that has been used so that we can use it again safely. And there are a variety of people out there coming up with new and innovative types of equipment.
Well, let's talk about innovation. The crisis requires hospitals and healthcare systems to think a little out of the box. In a recent Boston Globe opinion piece, Dr. Ben Moore, an anesthesiologist at Beth Israel Deaconess, challenged the best and brightest minds here to come up with an easy-to-build and use ventilator. He ended his essay with these words, "I don't need a Tesla, just give me an ugly duckling." Are we, Doctor, going to have to innovate our way out of this crisis?
I would say that we're not only going to have to innovate our way out of this crisis, I think that we already are innovating our way out of this crisis. There has been an outpouring of support and ingenuity that is absolutely staggering. There's an explosion of engineering innovation that's erupted, shared ideas spreading across all of the different institutions in Massachusetts, people coming up with things like 3D printing for more masks, people coming up with innovative ways to test things that we would not have imagined only 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Well, as I understand it, you've been reaching for out-of-the-box ideas to industry engineers and Harvard's engineering department. What have you been looking for?
We've been looking for new ways to create some of this equipment. We've been looking for new ways to test. We've had some of our own faculty in conjunction with other engineers come up with some of the new equipment that needs to be produced and can be produced quickly. All of these things are really pretty amazing.
How are the different hospital systems in the area that usually compete for patients and compete for, doctors and healthcare professionals, how are they working together?
There is absolutely no competition on this. Every one of us is in close contact with each other. I'm on daily calls with most of the hospital CEOs from throughout Massachusetts. We're constantly looking to each other for what each of the other hospitals are doing, where there are needs. I will say that at the moment, none of the hospitals are yet full, but we believe that we are going to get to that point, and the only way that we're going to be able to get through this crisis is to work together.
You know, I've heard from people in the community who, first of all, worried about getting sick, and then they worry about if they do get sick, will they be able to get treatment from a hospital? Will they have a bed available to them? What's the answer to that?
All that I can say is that right now there are plenty of beds available. At this moment in time, we have more beds available than we would even typically have. We don't believe that that's going to last. I will say that I think we all believe, looking at what's happened in Washington and New York and other places, that the surge is coming here too. but we don't want to waste that time. We are making every attempt to make sure that we can and will provide all of the care that's needed to those that need it. But that will mean that those that do not need to be in a hospital should refrain from coming to hospitals.
And quick answer to this question, if we might, Doctor. The other thing people want to know is when the peak is coming. What do you think?
I don't think that anybody has a good answer to that. I think we're seeing, a very sharp rise in New York. We are seeing a rise here in Massachusetts that has not near reached the levels in New York. But I do believe it's on its way, and I couldn't hazard a guess as to a date right now.
Dr. Kevin Tabb, President and CEO at Beth Israel Lahey Health, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it this morning. Talk to you again.
Thank you. Bye.